We have a few verses which describe the obstacles to be given up and positive things that help. So these first three verses, they are actually even four verses. They are not even really so much of bhakti. Okay, in the third we have tat tat karma pravartanat, and that's why and Prabhupada quotes the definition of pure bhakti, and this is why we discuss the sadhana of pure bhakti, and mentioned that pure bhakti is not a perfection, it's a sadhana, which is an often misunderstood point. We think that it's somewhere very, very, it's tomorrow, after 20 years. But as we all know, after tomorrow never comes, and after 20 years we say, another 20 years. Yeah? So this is actually sadhana. It may not be pure, but the path we follow is pure. Hare Krishna, Sebastian. Welcome. So it was just slightly mentioned, and as you pointed out, it's no surprise that these verses are in fact taken by Rupa Goswami from these two verses 2 and 3 are taken from Hatha Yoga Pradipika. They are in exact same, well, except one word, they are in the exact same form in describing the obstacles and what helps in yoga in general. So Rupa Goswami, wherever possible, he's using the verses which are commonly known to make his statements more authoritative. And only from verse 5 he mentions Krishna the first time. So this is more like surrendering, yeah? First and two, surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says first, tolerating the vegas, not controlling, but tolerating, not stopping the urges, the desires, but being able not to identify, being tolerant, even if we have to channel them somehow, satisfy, like naturally we satisfy the tongue, especially in our society. This is something that happens very naturally. Our tongue is very satisfied, very often. And even belly is quite well satisfied. It can be satisfied. Except for some people who are fasting, okay. Unless you drink 8 liters of water at once, then the belly says, enough! But we do this in some regulated way in order to gradually be free from the control of these things. Like the riding of the horse, 11th canto says, when you are taming a horse, then you don't just pull the bridle all the time. Bridle? How is it? Zügel?
Reins.
And in German, Zügel? Zügel, yeah. You don't pull the... Anybody was thrown by a horse? You were thrown by a horse, yeah? Even you have a tamed horse, a riding horse. I had a riding horse. And but there were two horses, and he was always biting the front horse that he was playing. So I was pulling him all the time. So he was tolerating for half an hour, and after half an hour, he said, "This is too much." And he just threw me, off carefully, not to damage me. He said, "Come on, it's half an hour. You're pulling all the time." Not to speak about a wild horse. So these, the mind and the passions can be wild, untamed, when we just join yoga. So Krishna says you find a proper balance. Let it run a little, then pull. Let it run, and then pull. And so this is regulation. What's the purpose? The purpose is to be able to direct the movements of the Hare Krishna Prabhu. Direct the movements of the mind. Probably, your good name is... I don't know your name, so maybe I can ask you. Ian? Your good name is?
Yeah, I'm Jakub Kuba.
Jakub Kuba. So, Kuba or Jakub?
You can choose.
Kuba, Jakub.
That's Kuba is more...
Friendly.
friendly or familiar, Jakub is more
official. Hare Krishna. Okay, Jakub. You may some of you may know the famous 10 pictures of a bull in the Buddhist tradition, how the person is 10 stages. First one is fighting with the mind of the bull of the mind, and then by gradual proper work, then the bull becomes tamed and carries us where we want. So that's controlled mind, which can meditate, which learns how to meditate. All right, so that's surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also speaks there about different rules for sannyasis and grihasthas, that grihasthas should not just jump into abrupt, severe renunciation. And we have the point that there is that virtue or good or tugend is acting according to our level, and acting lower or higher, this is what is called a fault, dosha. Yeah. So, therefore, this is also how to see people with less disgust, or some, how to say, less critical attitude. We have an example in Jaiva Dharma of the what's his name? Vaishnava? No, not Vaishnava Das. Vrajanath Das, one of the heroes. His son is coming, and his son is very materialistic, and he's disturbed. But then he thinks, anyway, everybody acts according to his understanding, and he acts as far as he can understand, so why should I condemn him? He acts the best way he understands on his level, so I should just be peaceful. So he uses that verse to be more neutral towards his son. Then we have six obstacles. Shall we practice these? Because in the exam we will have one or two verses from these. If you are not a verse man, don't be worried. You can still pass the exam if you answer just the questions. But these are, as I mentioned, it's easier to remember all of these in Sanskrit, because they are so packed, these terms, just a short word, whereas in a translation you have like two sentences. It's easier to remember the Sanskrit. And if you read carefully word for word in Prabhupada's books, then in about 1 or 2 years you start understanding Sanskrit, because you collect enough vocabulary. Vodchats, just by repeated exposure. Maybe you don't know grammar so much, but you understand. You can even learn some grammar from just reading carefully word for word. I was able to learn all the rules of Sandhis just by examining, comparing word for word with the verses. It's super progressive way of learning languages, having the language and immediately the translation of each word, so that you remove the pain of looking up each word in the vocabulary, in the dictionary, and you learn the words practically without any pain, without any struggle. This is a super modern way of learning languages. They give you a book, and then they give just translations of each, all the words after the in brackets. So Prabhupada did it 50 years ago or more. Yeah. So why don't we chant? So even if you don't have a book, which it seems we don't have, all of us, because Gaur Nataraj Prabhu, I think, is busy. So we can still, you can try to repeat. You can try to repeat just by hearing and listening.
First verse.
Yes, first, second, and third. Yeah, but second and third are small. So let's chant two times. each line. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam, vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam, jihva vegam udaropasta vegam, jihva vegam udaropasta vegam, etam vegan yo vishaheta dhira, etam vegan yo vishaheta dhira, sarva matimam pridevim sashishyat, sarva So the sixth one who can tolerate these six sober person, dhira, who can tolerate these six urges, can initiate the whole world, the whole earth. And the six urges are the urges of
speech.
Yes, then
mind.
Anger. Tongue, belly, and genitals. Oh, Hare Krishna. Yes. And then the obstacles, if these urges are not tolerated or rechanneled properly, then they can grow into the obstacles on the path, which are, again, we can chant together two times or three times. Shall we chant three times? Yeah, good. So, yeah. Atyahara prayasascha, atyahara prayasascha, atyahara prayasascha, prajalpo niyamagraha, prajalpo niyamagraha, prajalpo niyamagraha, jana sangrascha loryamcha, jana sangrascha loryamcha, jana sangrascha loryamcha, Shaddir Bhaktir Vinashyati, Shaddir Bhaktir Vinashyati, Shaddir Bhaktir Vinashyati. So Atyahara is
overeating.
Prayasa is over endeavoring. Prajalpa, everybody knows, yes. And Niyama Agraha, Niyama Agraha is two things.
Not following the rules.
Not following?
Over-following.
Or formally following, without inner attitude of understanding why, the purpose. Jana Sangha? Pardon?
Bad association.
Bad association, yes. And Lolyam?
Greed.
Greed for three things.
Material
things? Yes, material objects. Then another possible greed is liberation. And one more, Prabhupada mentions mystic perfections. Okay, yeah, so these are. And then we have six healing herbs which revive and remove the sting of the obstacles. In verse 3, you can also chant three times. Shall we do word for word there? Yeah, let's first do word for word. Utsahat, by enthusiasm. Nishchayat, by confidence. It also means conviction, faith, it's included. Dhairyat, by patience. So you may know the word dhira. Dhira, mentioned before. So dhira is a very calm, determined and self-possessed, you can say. Yeah? Because self-controlled implies some sort of a little violence or austerity, yeah? But self-possessed seems like there is no... You possess yourself. Yeah? We have this word, self-possessed. Right? Self-possessed. Well, self-controlled, but in a self... Okay, yeah, self-composed, yeah, you can say so. Why don't we ask? So in other words, self-control, but with, not in a violent, artificial way. Self-control, but not in a violent or artificial way. Okay. Dear Wi-Fi, can you? Okay, I have also this. So, okay, Selbstdisziplin beherrscht, selbst beherrscht, aber das ist nicht so. It still implies too much force. Yeah, well, that's very nice. Sebe ovladani. You have this word in Czech? Beherrscht, beherrscht. Beherrscht, I don't know. Doesn't... Anyway, you understand. That's why we discuss this. Okay, so this is dhira. Dhira and dhairya, so Prabhupada translates as patient. So patient doesn't sound very violent, you know, too much force applied. Doesn't sound like something too bad, is it? It's not by just force, by finding redirecting our attention to some higher taste. That's the trick. Okay. Tat tat karma. Various activities favorable for devotional service. Pravartanat. By performing. Sangatyagat. By giving up the association of non-devotees. And we mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains it means not sharing their spiritual conceptions. Not just physical, being physically near them. Sataha. Of the great previous acharyas. And you may also know that sat is just in general good people. Sat in general means sat, good people or sadhus. Vrittehen. By following in the footsteps. Shadbhi. By these six. Bhakti. Devotional service. Prasidyati. Advances or becomes successful. Now let's chant each line three times, and you can try to chant it at least the second time without looking. Utsaha nishayat daryat, utsaha nishayat daryat, utsaha nishayat daryat, tat tat karma pravartana, tat tat karma pravartana, tat tat karma pravartana, sangatyagat sato vritte, sangatyagat sato vritte, sangatyagat sato vritte, Shadbir bhakti prasidyati, Shadbir bhakti prasidyati, Shadbir bhakti prasidyati. Hare Krishna. So three attitudes and three activities which we practice. And then we have three verses dealing with the relationships. So one is six loving exchanges, just the manual for the those of us who are living in the head. Yes. How do I exchange loving exchanges? Ah, okay. So you give gifts and take gifts and give prasadam and take ask questions and reveal your heart. Yeah. So that's how you do it. Ah, okay. Then three levels of devotees, meaning that we are not just blindly kissing the feet of everybody. It's no problem, but so you can see the different levels, and also most importantly that we ourselves see what are the lines of advancement, and we can do something about these along these lines, so we move up along the levels of advancement in bhakti. So chanting, initiation, vision for behaviors of Madhyama, Shastra, a systematic study of Shastra, as Prabhupada explained. So these are ways how we can elevate our adhikar or level of qualification and realization. Among these, the realization is here, the vision, character, that's where the realization is deepened. To some extent, maybe Shraddha, name, yes, free from criticism. So anybody already found yourself inclined to criticize something or somebody? Okay. Anybody was able to catch yourself and say, oh, come on, we have this exercise not to criticize. Anybody was able to remember? Yeah, okay. Bhurijan Prabhu says that he was once asked in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, they usually try to take some vows, vratas, for the Kartik, because there are very special blessings for Kartik, that from, this is the topic of our next verse, from just Vaidhi vows, sadhana vows, you get a very unusual, this is promo action, yeah? It's a Sonderangebot. That from Vaidhi vows you get Raga Nuga results from Radharani. So this is why devotees always try to add some vows in their sadhana, especially in Vrindavan. Now we have Purushottam Mas, which is even 17 times more powerful than Kartik.
Yes? It's either one of those.
Yeah, yeah. It's even 17 times more potent than the Kartik vows. And so a friend asked him, so what vows do you want to do for Kartik? Sometimes friends ask, you know, to sort of see, maybe I can do something like that. And Bhurijan Prabhu said, well, what I oftentimes do, I will skip sweets for 1 month. And he said, yeah, that's the usual. How about, you know, I have a better idea. How about fasting from criticism for 1 month? And Bhurijan Prabhu said, oh, yeah, that's such a nice idea. Yes, that's so interesting. I will do this. Okay, yes. And Bhurijan Prabhu says that, I couldn't last even 1 day. Because we are so used, it's so much sitting in our mind. But at least we become conscious of this. This is the first stage of developing a better skill or habit, and becoming aware of our inabilities. And we see, when we at least notice where we fail, it's the first, you know, you remember these four stages. Conscious incompetence, then, unconscious incompetence. You don't even notice. So if you don't notice, this is where it is brought to our consciousness, either through our quarrels with somebody, or through criticism, or these type of things that disturb us, something disturbs us. This way these are brought to our consciousness. Then conscious incompetence, then we notice, oh, this is my, I cannot do this. And then conscious competence, you practice, okay, make friends, all right, I should give gifts. Okay, I go and I give, okay, gifts. Prabhuji, this is a gift for you, please take. Yeah, and this is practice, okay. Maybe may feel a little, artificial sometimes. So we still practice, conscious. And then unconscious competence. And we actually are able to transform, we are able to develop. This becomes our new nature. And it becomes just normal. And this is why it's very helpful for a transcendentalist, did I already mention this? To have a diary. We see Srila Prabhupada kept diaries in Vrindavan, in New York, he kept diaries. Then when he was translating books, he was just putting something into the purports. But this is, in general, a very helpful tool for self-observation. Because without this, we don't notice how we change over the years. We see ourselves in the mirror every day, so we look the same every day. And somebody sees us after 2 years and they say, "Oh, you're so thin." Or, "Oh, you are so opposite of thin." And when we have a diary, when we check what were our prayers and vows and gratitudes and concerns, realizations 5 years ago, we see, "Oh, this is no longer a problem for me. This was my conscious incompetence, but it doesn't seem to bother me anymore." Yeah, you can notice that there is some movement. It's of course not a Facebook blog. It's something just between you and Krishna. So you can put a file under a password, or have a book which you put under a lock, or write it in Esperanto, or write it in some code that nobody understands. I try to write in like six different languages, so that even if somebody cracks the password, it helps us to be, be open and frank and just write truly, honestly for Krishna and not for showing off. Okay, so criticism, you have been practicing. I mean, fast criticism. The exercise, yes. So this is the the task Rupa Goswami gives us in verse 6, and this is the big threshold, the border, the line. Manuswami points out that only after these three verses dedicated dedicated to relationships and being free from criticism, does Rupa Goswami discuss finally the practice of the holy name seriously. So I studied that for many years, but I remember that it's such an obvious point, but it has to be pointed out by Banuswami to us, and then we say, "Oh, true, yeah, that's true." Even though practice of the holy name is the Yuga Dharma, this is our main core essential practice, however, for it to be fully successful, you can see Prabhupada here also, two times he says, inoffensively, chanting without offense. This is one word which is very uncomfortable to, usually we see 16 rounds and the four principles and spiritual rule. But if you look carefully, there is also inoffensive. And this will be also in verse 7 about the holy name. So inoffensively means having this respectful vision to devotees and even non-devotees, as we discussed about Kanishta Adhikari. Any questions here? Let me turn on the light. I think the sun is...
Some of them even
who?
Purushottam Swami.
Yes.
some of them they have very deep realization and close contact with Krishna, but at the same time they don't follow all the rules. So how is this implemented in this verse? Like how to differentiate between sahaja and
they may not be necessarily prakriti sahajiyas, they could be just not trained. You know, we see that for so many hundreds of years people were encouraged to chant, but nobody told them that it's also helpful to have pure behavior. So it may not be exactly their problem or fault. So when they are trained, then they will understand, oh yeah, I should. It's also good to be a vegetarian, not eat fish, not smoke, and so forth. We see that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that kirtan culture has been running in Bengal for hundreds of years, and we see that still so many people, though chanting a lot, behave in a very, unattractive. We know, but you know, they had so many practices which are not proper. You know, beginning with the diet and sexual relationships and all of so many things. They even had very bad name. They gave very bad name to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that why is that? Because they even though they chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they neglect Bhagavat Katha. And he says, just like Krishna is always accompanied by Sarupa Shakti, Shrimati Radharani. So in the same way, Kirtan needs to be accompanied by Bhagavat Katha. So it's very interesting. He compares Kirtan to Krishna and Bhagavat Katha to Radharani. And he says, these two need to be together. And then from the Bhagavatam you learn, okay, you need to also behave, have qualities. You see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, second verse, he says, Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shakti statrar pitani amitas maranena kala itadrishita vakripa bhagavan namapi durdaiva midrishami hajani nanuraga. He says, oh, your names are so wonderful. All energies and no rules. So nice. But I have no taste. I'm so unfortunate. And what does he suggest? He suggests work. Yeah, on qualities and behavior. Trinadapi sunichana taro riva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. Yes, we chant in a proper way. I'm struggling with dilemma. Shall I tell you to write an essay for Monday, before Monday? Or shall we just have the exam, a test? A very simple essay. Usually we write an essay here on a quality that we want to improve for making our service, devotional service, more favorable or more some quality that's helpful for our bhakti, and some practical program. And it could be just a short, it's supposed to be just one page program, your personal program, that how do you think you can, for example, improve your enthusiasm, some steps, what could be some steps for practical things that I can practice every week, or what could be things that I could improve in me. This is something we mentioned in the first day. Yeah, we had some goals and we had some external bothered you by asking how your friends will see that you have this. And one more point would be some practical thing you can actually do every day in this direction. Not something nebulous like just chant, because we already just chant. But, how to, is there some way, like, for for enthusiasm? What could we do on a daily or weekly basis for increasing our enthusiasm? What could be some practical steps, actions you could do?
Shastra.
Go on, Hari, no? Yeah, okay, great, yes?
Reading Shastras,
yeah, that's definitely... Prabhupada says, endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm. Intelligence, endeavor, Krishna consciousness, yeah. So Shastra is there with intelligence. Harinam. Also, they often say that enthusiasm, Gopa Krishna Maharaj says, enthusiasm comes when you have a clear vision of a goal. So if you have some great goal, and it's your goal, not some official, they told me, yeah, but your goal, and it's big enough to be attractive, and then it creates some enthusiasm to move. Not too big, not too small, and your personal, not some official. What's our goal? Krishna Prema Bhakti. What is Krishna Prema Bhakti? So I could include, like what Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests, every Ekadashi or every week, setting aside some time and seeing what could be my goals. You know, analyze, or once a month, or sometime spending analyzing what could be my goals that I could reach. And then adjusting these goals, if necessary, regularly. That's something practical. Go meet your friends at every 2 months. Spend at least a couple days discussing Krishna Katha with friends, your intimate, close friends. Not necessarily like everybody, but some, you know, some your close friend with whom you can be yourself. It gives so much nourishment. It gives so much nourishment when you do this. So something like this. So, may I ask you, who will write, who will attempt that short, sweet, and Krishna conscious test with just a few questions on Monday around 4? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 and a half. You already have the Bhakti Shastri?
I did Bhakti Shastri already.
Sweet. Sometimes devotees do it again, for just for the fun of it.